you make sure the microphone's on, please? Thank you. Okay, we are live. It is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, January 26, 2021. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from the last meeting. If any changes or corrections to that?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion we approve as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is pay request number 16 from R.E. Crosby. Mike has signed off on this. I'm not sure if I can add a whole lot besides that.
No.
Nope. Okay. This is for the, I believe it's for the long-term control plan project, correct? Yep. And so this gives us, this puts us at a balance left to finish of about $2 million. So with that, I will make a motion that we pay contractor's application for payment number 19119-16. In the amount of $592,530.03.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the street closing permit for J.A. Car Show. I have it. The only person that hasn't signed off on it is Shota. I'm assuming, Shota, you're good with this. Yep. Okay. Okay. Besides that, everybody has signed off on it at this point. It appears to be the same general setup as always. Is that true, Rosie?
Yes.
Okay. Same general setup as always. And so any questions, comments, concerns about that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion we approve the street closing permit requested for the JA of Whitley County 20th Annual Car Show on August 7th, 2021 from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Deer Chase Phase 4. Is that right? Phase 4, mm-hmm. Section 8 of the plat approval. As a reminder, this is the delineation of the effectively the last phase at the one lot subdivision, where the piece of property, as you'll remember, Walt, because you from Plan Commission and Chip, obviously, there is a section there in a kind of L shape or upside down L shape that is being granted to the city, and our future purpose or goal in that. Is to potentially do sidewalk or trail or something in that area, to the let me try this again. To the northwest of this piece of property is where we would kind of be getting that piece of property there. But you can actually see where the stormwater easement is on that piece of property. So the one lot subdivision you can see put in there. Approved by the Planning Commission. I think there's, yeah, you can see it on the map page down in the sort of the bottom right hand corner a little bit there. And this did not print off for me.
Yeah, I noticed. Did you notice the font?
Yeah.
four times and I could not get it to come out.
Okay. Well, I obviously I know the project. I was there when the Planning Commission heard it anyway, so it lines up. Planning Commission unanimously approved it. Any questions?
No.
Okay.
No.
Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up are police car quotes. Scotty? Oh. Let me.
He was here.
Yeah, hold on.
He's muted.
Yeah, I just asked you to unmute. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on my end. It's still spinning, but hopefully you can hear me.
Yep, we can.
Okay. So we went through the quotes again, and none of the places were willing to come off any price. So we're asking to buy a 2001 Ford Utility, which is an Explorer, what they call a utility. It's not really Explorer, for $33,908.25 from City Ford. All the quotes for both Durangos and Explorers were within $1,000, and the Durango that is the closest in Fort Wayne is actually about $100 more than the Explorer here at City Ford, and in the idea of trying to stay as local as possible, because there's no huge price difference, that's why we're asking to go with City Ford and for that price.
Is that also the one that was 2020?
No, this is a 2021. The 2020 was Bloomington Ford had those, and their price for a 2020 was about the same price as a 2021.
All right.
That's the ones we were trying to work down and say, hey, we'll take a older one off your hands for a discount, and they said no.
So you said $33,908.25?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns? Okay, I'll make a motion that we go with Chief Leatherman's recommendation of City Ford for the 2021 for $33,908.25.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Scott, while
hey,
we're...
Man.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't have any controls on my end with this platform at the moment, so you're going to have to mute and unmute me when you need me to do anything.
Okay, yeah, so two things. Number one, Rosie has requested a copy of that quote, if you could get that to her, Scott. And then second thing is while we have you unmuted, do you want to give, do you have a report to give to the Board of Works?
Sure. There's not really any big changes in what's going on in the police department. Braxton is doing his FTO now, and Officer Branicky and Baker are both in the virtual academy. You might have seen them when you went by. It just depends on what time they get done every day. So they'll be doing that for another couple weeks. The police department we did make a pretty substantial arrest on US 30 with 5 pounds of methamphetamine. So yeah. I thought I'd note that is a large amount that was made on a traffic stop or an infraction that led. And so that was a pretty good arrest by an officer. And then also maybe you've seen in the Columbia Shores neighborhood some pretty weird flyers. We had an officer look into that. We haven't been able to determine who did it, but it really falls under First Amendment, no matter how crazy it is. They're not making threats against people. And under our solicitation ordinance, they have a right to put opinions and stuff on and solicit with opinions and full pamphlets with opinions and stuff. So we really have got nowhere with finding who did it. But it is also not really legal.
Well, and to be honest with you, so the document in and of itself It really had a bunch of just babble stuff. I mean, it was it had White Lives Matter on the top of it, and then kind of went from there to conspiracy theory websites and some like smattering of scriptures, which were, by the way, out of context, and Mark Twain quotes and lots of lots of babble that was not really super coherent. So I say all that to say, obviously, the individual probably didn't have all their ducks in a line. And at the end of the day, it doesn't represent who our community is. And obviously, I condemn it. But I will say, at the end of the day, it's very curious because the document actually was not race related. It actually was very COVID related, which was really, it was just a weird. So again, that's why you haven't seen me address it, because I'm not sure that it was really widespread by any means. Walt, you and I live in that neighborhood. I didn't get anything. I'm assuming you didn't. So
I did not.
So again, I think it was very limited in its distribution, if you will. And obviously there's really not a whole lot we can actually do about it, but things that weren't super competent, let's say it that way. So
yeah, and again, you know, no matter how strange we find somebody's opinion, that people are, you know, by the First Amendment allowed to have differing odd opinions.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So okay, any questions to Scott?
Nope.
Thank you, Scott. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute here. Okay. Next up is bills. Nicole?
I'll make a motion that we pay accounts payable vouchers dated January 26, 2021 in the amount of $1,437.87.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Nick? Ready?
Yep. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $225,971.88 plus overtime in the amount of $2,349.48 for the pay file ending 1/5/2021.
Second.
Motion second. And further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. One other thing. Go ahead.
That's it.
Okay. Right? Yes, I think so. One other thing that came up that I think will be interesting for you. I did have a conversation with the Planning and Building Department regarding our friend Gene Childers and his property. And the Planning and Building Department asked us what we want them to do. My opinion is, and this is where I'd like to get the board's input, but what I'd like to do is have them send a reminder to Gene that he had committed to this board that he was going to keep us informed of what was going on that property, and as a part of the agreement with allowing half of that structure to remain, that he would effectively build another apartment in front of the old apartment that we left standing. Last I saw, and unless something's changed since then, there really hasn't been progress made since about early November. So with that being said, I'm open to other suggestions. I'm not sure we necessarily want to go legal quite yet, but I think there needs to be a reminder from the Planning and Building Department to him that there were certain promises that he made that he needs to uphold, and that we expect him to be sending in reports at the very least, or maybe even attending the next Board of Works meeting and being consistent about that.
I think that would be good.
I agree. Give him an opportunity to review himself of what's been accomplished or not have been accomplished, mm-hmm. and have him come to the next meeting.
Wasn't the last thing he said was he was waiting on NIPSCO to do something?
Right, but I don't, I, he has to initiate that.
Yeah.
And so we don't know what that status is.
Right.
And again, I understand we've had a lot of issues with COVID, so trying to be as lenient as we can, but we don't want to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a monthly or a biweekly monthly, or I'm sorry, or a biweekly update that you would like from Mr. Childers?
I think whichever one would work better. I mean, if we can get monthly, I think that would be good, you know. But biweekly would be great, but monthly would be good.
Yeah, with what he has to do, I don't know if he can get much accomplished within the 2 week period. But yeah, I think him coming in kind of, you know, we're going back to the baseline of getting the status, and then we can run, make a, probably a better decision from there. But I'm okay with monthly.
Okay. I will pass that on to Nathan Bilger at the Planning and Building Department and have that sent out potentially tomorrow morning. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Board. Okay. Is this for Board, is the agreement for the Board, or is that for the Council? It's the Humane Shelter.
Yeah.
That was put in our box, so I didn't know. It's not
yeah,
on the agenda.
That's the Council.
That's for Council. Okay. Okay. Oh, it is on there. I'm sorry. I didn't look.
No, you're fine.
I know. Okay. Anyways, okay, so with that being said, we'll do reports here. Chip, I have you, then I'll have Shoda.
And nothing. Is there any questions for me, I guess? I submitted a report.
No questions.
Okay.
Okay.
No questions.
Thank you. Shoda, then Mark.
I submitted a report, and I don't have anything to bring up.
Okay. Anything from Mike?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Thank you. Mark, obviously there's been a lot of things happening recently. Probably good to at least inform the Board of Works about.
Yeah, so I don't know what you've been caught up with or caught up on. Probably 3 weeks ago, found out from the high school or from the demolition guys at the high school property that there was going to be a giant hole there when they were done. It would probably fill up with water, and we have a little pond. I was confused because that's not what the mayor and I thought was going to happen. We knew there was going to be a swale. That's what they said. And so, well, basically, to make a long story short, the last couple of weeks I've been trying to find a price for the demo guys to fill it, which there's no fill involved. There's a lot of cost involved with that. We've looked at the possibility of grading it, how it would be for the future for what we had planned on doing for the amphitheater, because there was some slope involved with that. The cost we're getting for that is quite expensive. I would say the low end of that's $140,000, the high end's $200,000. And they're going to be done in a couple weeks there. So I don't know exactly what the property is going to look like for sure when they're done. If they just do it how they're supposed to do it, there's going to be a large L-shaped hole with that won't get filled. And that's really not, again, how the mayor and I thought that it was going to be. We thought there'd be a swale, but not as big as what they're telling it's going to be.
Just remember, there's no such thing as a free puppy.
Right, right, right. So that's kind of an update on that. Outside of that, we've started baseball and softball registration yesterday online. We had 21 people register yesterday. We don't know if it's going to be really popular this year or if it's significantly lower in participation since we didn't really have it last year. So we're going to try to make it work, but we'll probably have some different guidelines for parents and the players while they're down there, and coaches. I don't know. I just really don't have a whole lot more than outside of that, I guess. Any questions you guys have for me?
Are you having a mother, son, or father-daughter dance coming up?
We normally have our father-daughter dance in middle of February.
But you're waiting.
What's that?
You're waiting, though, right?
Yes. We pushed it to August 6th and 7th.
Okay.
So we are going to have a Hawaiian luau in the summer. So it'll be a lot different. I haven't heard too many people complaining that we're pushing it back. I just think they're happy that we're gonna, still going to plan on having it. So,
Mark, as you're working through the challenge there on the school property, was that area where the hole is going to have to be fenced off for safety?
No, they're going to try to make it as gradual as they can so we can still mow it.
Okay.
However, there is a chance that the drain that they have to put in fills, or it, there's so much water, comes too quickly, it will collect water for a little while. So.
So one thing that I, we're going to talk about some of this at the city retreat, but I think we need to really look at what we want to do there. I mean, we certainly could invest the money, if you will, to get the property in a place where, you know, effectively we could put be easier to put the amphitheater there because you have less dirt movement and you already have the equipment there, et cetera. But we also know that the Parks Department is desperately in need of a new storage facility, especially with the loss of some of the other facilities it's had, storage areas that it's had. And, you know, that's not going to be cheap. And so just trying to decide what the right approach is there, you know, so I think we need to have further discussion on it. But I thought it was really important, since we just got some of that information in that Mark discussed, to at least let you know about it. And we need to figure out a path forward eventually, but that's not, you know, not for tonight necessarily. So
this is my hard question.
There's no time for hard questions.
It will be in a week.
Any questions for Mark besides that? Okay, thank you. Sean, I'm coming to you, buddy.
All right, so just today I have dealt with the IURC, IOSHA, and IDEM, all in the same day. So it's been a really fun day. We had a gas line that we hit back in, I don't know, 6 months ago, that, as you know, the state government works at its pace. They're just now getting to. So they're suggesting a $3,000 fine for hitting a gas line, even though the gas company hits our electric lines all the time with no penalty. I dealt with IOSHA on the crane for the CSO project, getting into our distribution lines last week, knocking out City Hall and about 400 other customers. I did file a complaint with IOSHA on that. I felt like it wasn't really done safely. Obviously, people make mistakes, but I'm really worried that that company hasn't learned from its ways in the past. And so today I was on the phone for almost an hour with OSHA, Indiana OSHA, which is IOSHA. I also dealt with IDEM today because they decided to start doing underground storage tank inspections again after 5 years of not doing them. And so our gas tank storage out here is needs some paperwork done, so we're looking at fines from them because we haven't filled out the proper paperwork that they just made the rule for about 2 months ago. So I'm working with them on getting through that, which is always fun, working with the state government with their unfunded mandates. But also, we get the street lighting in out at Deer River today. We should have them energized by tomorrow. And between the two crews, I can't say enough, the communication, I mean, these guys, even when they're not working, they're calling each other and talking to each other, and I just can't say enough about how good a work my guys have done during this pandemic. And so, other than that, I did not file a report today because I'm supposed to file that next week. So, any questions of me?
No. Okay. Thanks, Sean. Rosie?
I have nothing.
Walter? Okay. Nicole?
Nothing.
Marcia?
Nothing.
Nothing for me? Press? Nope. Okay. I think that means we're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See you Monday.